This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Stunning, stunning verdict tonight.
Just astounding. But what did I say? Keep an eye on Matt Gonzalez. He is the chief of public defender here in San Francisco. Was a running mate of Ralph Nader's in the 2008 election. This guy really knows his stuff. He put on a brilliant case because he said over and over again, this bullet ricocheted. And but for that ricochet, this bullet would have missed Kate Steinle by 78 feet. He claimed that he found the gun wrapped in a T-shirt under the bench. And also what Matt Gonzalez did was he showed surveillance tape, granted very grainy surveillance tape, of people who had gathered around that same bench on that pier about a half hour earlier, and he built the case that these people were acting suspiciously and possibly they left the gun there. What the jury did not hear was any testimony about Garcia Zarate's criminal record or the fact that he was a multiple felon and deportee. None of that came into this case. They only had the evidence to focus on, and it was almost all circumstantial. Again, no motive. He didn't know Kate Steinle. There were no eyewitnesses to this shooting. And, again, this bullet ricocheted. So Matt Gonzalez, I think people are going to be talking about this case that he presented. He certainly made this defendant not into a scary illegal alien that had crossed into this country repeatedly and had a criminal record, but a sympathetic figure, a hapless transient who was homeless and on this pier and just happened to come across this gun. It'll be interesting to talk to the jurors, Martha, I'll tell you that.
Oh, boy, will it ever. It's pretty hard to imagine, you know, when you think about the fact that you can get involuntary manslaughter for hitting someone with your car, it's pretty astounding that you don't get involuntary manslaughter at the very least for firing a bullet from your gun that kills an innocent bystander.
Especially when you consider all the circumstances here, an illegal immigrant. I got to tell you, Scott, the ramifications of this verdict are going to be ransom. Are going to be massive. You can already hear it and see it in the tweets across the country. The reaction. I haven't seen this much reaction to a verdict since O.J.
Well, here's the problem. Here's the issue that with it is. How did she die?
Well,
she was shot.
Yeah.
Okay. She was shot. Where'd the bullet come from? A gun.
Yeah.
And who was holding the gun when the gun went off and shot her? That's all you have to know. And right there that says manslaughter.
Yeah.
Right there that says manslaughter. That's the whole case right there. And to argue anything else, well, if it didn't ricochet, that's not the point.
Yeah, really.
That's not the point.
Well,
if she wasn't standing right where she was, she's not dead.
Well, anybody
can argue that.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody will say in any state where there's concealed carry permit and the responsibility is the gun owner, what do they tell you? As soon as that bullet goes down range, you own that bullet, right?
100%. 100%.
That's just standard. Okay, so now in San Francisco's mentality, and this is how upside down in their thinking they are, and this is what's so shocking, because the result therein leaves the rest of the citizens, as Dana Bash said, it leaves the rest of the citizens, not only in San Francisco, but everybody else, extremely vulnerable. And the impact of this decision, look what happens in terms of DACA now. I think it has ramifications all across the board that are going to be worked out. But no doubt people are outraged over this decision. And it looks like the DOJ is weighing federal charges in the Kate Steinle murder case after this non-guilty verdict. We're going to continue our conversation. Carl Gallup's a former decorated law officer, senior pastor and best-selling author, is going to join us right after the break. Stay with us, America. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Want to get involved in the conversation? Let us know your thoughts. You can tweet me at BMartinezLive. Carl Gallups joins us now, as I mentioned, decorated Florida law officer, law enforcement officer, nationally best-selling author, speaker, and senior pastor. I mean, the list goes on. Your curriculum vitae is endless, Carl. I how can I keep up with it all?
Well, when you live as long as you and I have lived, brother, we've got a resume behind us.
And people, we know something, and people know something about us, I guess.
Well,
huh?
I'm just glad it's not a long criminal record. I mean, it's gone either way, you know, so.
Well, yeah, but for the grace of God, this is why we wake up every morning and say, thank you, Lord, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Before our feet hit the ground, yes.
Yeah, by the way, thank you so much for having me on.
Are you kidding me? I always love our time together. In fact, you and I could be talking for hours. And
we've done it.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you, I had several things to talk to you about. You know, the YouTube situation was going on this week, and we'll fill everybody in on that. I want to talk about all the sexcapades going on and the impact that it has potentially spiritually in this country, and why houses of worship need to be prepared. Because, whenever, the secular mind meets our culture, it eventually wakes up and says, we need help here. And I believe this is where the church, for a time such as this, should be prepared to answer some of these questions, because I think, Carl, we might be prepared to really go deep into this. And if we are, there's going to be lots of pain ahead, because like anything, you know, as the book of Ecclesiastes says, because sometimes it takes a while for sin to be, for the consequences of sin to be fully realized. This is the Bill Martinez adapted version of it, that it gets more complicated. Yeah. And certainly we're in that situation right now. But before we do that, as a law enforcement officer, of course, we have to talk about the big headline. And that's what came out of San Francisco last night. I got to tell you, people are tweeting off the rails here over this situation. They are so upset. I haven't seen this much reaction to a verdict since O.J. Simpson.
Yeah. No, I know it is, at the surface, it certainly is disgraceful and horrific. And listen, I am a former law enforcement officer and spent almost 11 years in 2 different sheriff's offices under 3 different sheriffs, and did some criminal investigations of my own in one of those departments. And so I've got a lot of that under my belt. And as you said, I've been a senior pastor for a long time, 31 years in one church and one community. So, listen, I've dealt.
Which goes to prove that you can fool most of the people most of the time, right?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Just teasing. You know, I love the fellowship over there. I'm just teasing.
Yes, I didn't think you'd say that over live radio, but no.
Well, I thought I was just thinking it. I didn't realize I was speaking that out loud.
I know that happens a lot, doesn't it, Billy?
Yeah.
And you can't take it back once you pull that trigger.
Yeah, I don't.
Listen, but no, truly. Here's the thing, brother. Look, there's so many angles to this. First of all, there's the angle of, did this illegal immigrant who had been deported 5 times and was had already committed several felonies, did he kill someone? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Is he going to prison for that? No. Is he going to prison for the possession of an illegal firearm, which is right down the liberal, you know, road? Yeah,
right.
We don't want somebody having a firearm, but the poor little illegal, you know, we can't mess with him for killing somebody. You know, that's the thing. I mean, at the surface of it, that's what people are outraged about.
Right.
So he's going to prison, but maybe 3 years at the most. At the most,
they're saying that because of the time already served, he could be let go.
Oh, I know.
Almost I know. Right away.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The sentence carries 3 years maximum. So, you know, so it could be that it'll be. So here's the deal. Look, I want everybody to hear me. Don't turn off the radio, please, because there's a context to what I'm going to say. I wasn't in the courtroom. I didn't hear the evidence. The jury deliberated for a long time. They even came back in and had people read back testimony. Now, I know we're dealing with California. I know we're dealing with the liberal mindset. I know we're dealing with a sanctuary state, and all. We'll talk about that in a second. But the point being, you know, I'm telling you, my friend, it could be that the state failed to really, really prove beyond a reasonable shadow of doubt that this guy had a gun, brought a gun, intended to kill, killed. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it could be. It could be. I don't know, and I'm not trying to give the guy a walk. All I'm saying is that we do have to be a little careful with just a blanket condemnation of the jury. We don't know what they heard. But see, here's the other thing. So sometimes the jury, well, most of the time, the jury doesn't know nearly as much as we
exactly
are told.
Well, they were handcuffed. They said they could not talk about the previous felony convictions. He's had like 7.
Yeah.
7 felony convictions, and they couldn't even bring that up. Are you kidding me?
Yes. So that's the point. It may not be the jury's fault so much, because they are handcuffed, they are hamstrung, there are rules in court, and there are a lot of things that we knew, or at least we were being told through media in this case, they were not allowed to either consider, or they were not allowed to know it, you know.
No.
So anyway, having said that, I can just say, I, as a former law enforcement officer who's testified before juries, who's conducted criminal investigations, who's been in this, I understand how these things can happen, and they are horrific when they happen. Now, but the bottom line is, again, we get back to what I started with. Did the guy kill her? Yeah, he admitted it. I mean, they all admitted that. And so what they wound up having to do was to say, well, you know, it was an accident. He was a homeless guy, a poor homeless guy, and he found the gun on the pier and picked it up and, you know, playing with it, and it accidentally went off. And, you know, but then he dropped the gun, or he threw the gun over the pier into the water, and he ran. And, you know, so, okay, but if the whole point comes down, and this is the thing that's just killing me and so many others, I'm sure, is this sanctuary city thing. The guy should not have been here.
Exactly.
The guy should not have been given sanctuary. And, you know, I mean, Donald Trump came in office saying, look, we're going to end this sanctuary city stuff. It's killing us. It's
right.
No pun intended, but it's killing our nation. It's destroying us. And so Congress even voted to withhold funding. I mean, one of the things the deep state did, you know, Congress actually voted to withhold funding from sanctuary cities, and a federal judge, you know, overturned it. Well, my question is, well, can a whole state decide it's not going to pay federal income taxes? I mean, that's federal law.
Right.
I mean, what would a judge do then? What would Congress do then? I hear the music.
Yes, exactly. Well, we'll pick it up on the other side of the break. As I said, this is an intense and very complicated issue that the ramifications, Carl, are going to be extensive. I mean, we're talking DACA. there's plenty of blame to go around, whether we talk to Bureau of Land Management's guy where this all began. He left his car open,
yes,
and his gun was stolen. Are you kidding me? And then you have the issue of those businesses, which they also argue want cheap labor. So that helps promote this illegal immigration.
Yes.
So there's plenty to blame and plenty of blood to go around regarding Kate Steinle. But we're going to talk more about this, and then we're going to talk, hopefully, about these other issues as well. Okay. Carl Gallups is with us. More from him on the other side of the break.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun. You'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Because that's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with the one and only Carl Gallups continues, senior pastor, former law enforcement officer out of Florida, and best-selling author, national radio host of his own right and acclaim as well. Carl, let's put a ribbon on this whole situation. As you and I are always concerned about in pursuit of the truth and what we've learned through experience and what God has told us is that, you know, woe is that day when we say bad is good and good is bad and when laws are violated. And this is what seems to be the case. This is the outrage here. And with it, we know that when we violate the laws, there's going to be consequences, unintended and otherwise.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I keep telling you, I was talking with a senior pastor here locally. And again, this is something that God has shown me in terms of understanding laws, you know, that whether or not we want to admit there is a God or not, well, let's just test gravity. And I look at it this way, you know, that's the true test. You know, just like gravity, there are other laws that God has set into motion that when we violate them, there's a price to be paid. There's going to be consequences. We may not see it immediately, like the law of gravity, like when we hit the ground, we go, oh, man, either we broke a leg or we got a bruise, or, you know, it hurts immediately. But there's other laws that are in place. And when we obliterate those laws, when we violate those laws, spiritually or civilly, there is a price to be paid. And that's what I'm concerned of, is what it puts into motion, what it tells the citizens of California, what it says to the rest of the country about sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, consequences of decisions like this.
Well, no, listen, you're absolutely right. Listen, I'm not putting all of the blame on the last 8 years of the administration under Obama, but let me just say this. Under that 8 years, and I've been on your show, we've talked about all of the rule of law being thrown out the window, the spirit of lawlessness that was brought in under that administration and that Department of Justice. And I mean, and we're paying the price for it. Look at what all has been uncovered here recently about the hypocrisy, the sex scandals, the fake right. news, the, you know, the intrigue, the laws that have been violated in the last 8 years,
and the deep state, which, well, I like what Huckabee has called it now. He says it's not a swamp. He says because the swamp has some value, some benefit, some eco benefit. He says, but it has no benefit. This is an absolute sewer.
Yeah.
So I like him clarifying that.
Yeah, it's a rotting cesspool is what it is. Absolutely. Exactly. Even a sewer has its use, but a rotting cesspool is a whole nother thing. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is, no, you're right, and that's what we've got to get a grip on. And I'm not saying Donald Trump's the savior of our nation. I'm just saying that he speaks more like you and I think, and more like most of your audience thinks, right. And that is, we've got to return to a rule of law. We've got to get rid of this spirit of lawlessness, and we're going to have to begin with this border security, illegal immigration, the allowing of illegal immigrants to come back in. Because here's the bottom line. No matter what the jury in the Kate Steinle case heard or didn't hear, or what the state proved or didn't prove, or why they reached their verdict, et cetera, the bottom line is a 5 times illegal alien and a 7 times felon was allowed in a so-called sanctuary state, which is an illegal thing, to live here. He wound up killing a U.S. citizen, and now he's going to walk for it because of our laws and because of the technicalities. Mm-hmm. Now, I appreciate those technicalities, because if I'm tried for a crime, especially one that I didn't commit, I would want every technicality at my advantage, of course. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is, if he had not been here, if the federal laws had been enforced, if the local law had cooperated with federal authorities, that has got to be stopped, brother, because states cannot pick and choose which federal laws they're going to obey, because my illustration from the beginning is, what are we going to do when a state says, you know what, this whole state is opting out of paying federal income taxes? We don't want to obey that.
Yeah, why not? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, we're going to leave it there, and we're going to talk about the run that you had with YouTube. What was it, last week they decided they didn't like your videos, so they shut down your video channel, right?
Yeah, there's an intriguing story behind this. How long do we have? I don't want to run over.
We've got about 5 minutes.
Okay, let me zip through this, because this is just not a matter of a pastor who has access to media, and now I'm on the Bill Martinez Live Show, chewing on sour grapes because poor little me was picked on. No, this is this is an intriguing thing, and it goes to internet and who controls the internet and censorship, et cetera, et cetera. So no, I've got a channel. I've got several channels, but I've got one YouTube channel that's quite viral with millions of views and tens of thousands of subscribers that I put biblical videos on and interviews like this one we're doing today, you know, would eventually go up on that channel. And so people, you know, get to hear these things, these discussions, and most of them are biblical discussions. There's no hatred in all of that. I mean, we're a full-fledged YouTube channel, partner channel. It's fully monetized. I mean, they know who we are. Mm-hmm. And we were fully green. That is, we had no marks against us going by YouTube's own rules. We had no warnings, no flags for violating community standards. So over the Thanksgiving holidays, I woke up, went to the channel to do some work on it, and boom, there's this ugly, nasty message up on by YouTube that says this channel has been terminated due to severe violations of community standards, and this user will no longer be allowed on YouTube whatsoever in any shape, form, fashion. I mean, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but that was the message. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I mean, that's quite shocking.
So yeah, exactly.
But it does give a link where the user, myself, you know, can appeal. So an appeal was made quickly, and within a few hours, we got a message back. I say we because I have an administrator, too, that does a lot of my social media stuff, and he was on top of it. And he got a message back that said, nope, we reviewed it, and our ruling stands. Well, here's the thing. YouTube's own policies say they have to give you three warnings before they can terminate, right. Number one. Number two, we had not violated any community standards. Number three, they didn't even tell us what standards we had violated. Again, we were a full green partnership channel. And surely, if they would have said, hey, Carl, you need to check this video. Now, you need to take that down because that's filled with hate speech. Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know how that slipped through. Yes, sir, we'll take it down. No problem.
Exactly. Right.
Because the bottom line is YouTube owns it, and I'm not an entitlement freak. I don't think I'm entitled to do anything I want with their channel. But I'm playing by the rules, and I'm asking YouTube to do it. But here's the intriguing story. So WND got a hold of it, and, of course, I've done a lot of content.
WorldNet Daily.
Yeah. And so they did a big article on it, and within hours of the article being up, well, within the first 2 hours of the article being up, my channel suddenly magically reappears. It's just there.
Yeah.
Then we found out that at my personal email, how did YouTube get my personal email? That account was not connected to anything personal with me. Mm. At my personal email, there was a little message that kind of came in the back door from YouTube that said, oh, listen, we've reviewed it again, and you're right. You're not in violation of anything. We've restored your channel. That was after WND article came out. So anyway, it's an intriguing situation, and you got to ask what is going on here. Of course, the WND article says ISIS videos are allowed, pornography videos are allowed, filth is allowed, but a biblical teaching channel is not allowed.
Problematic. It's no longer green.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Well, the good news is you're back functioning again. And we live another day until we run into another problem. Last minute here, real quick, want to get your perspective on the opportunity that is before the church today regarding all these scandals, these sex scandals that are going from coast to coast. Do the best you can in a short amount of time of what opportunity is available to the church today in ministering to people who this is really, really messing them up.
Yeah, well, again, we need an hour to talk about this, but I hear the music. So the bottom line is, no, we need to seize this opportunity. Teach, preach, help, minister to people who are involved in sexual sin, people who are involved in false accusations. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done here, but this is indicative of the times we're living in, brother. Truth is being thrown to the ground, and at the same time, sexual crimes are ramping up, and there's a reason for it, and the Bible tells us. We're living in very prophetic times, brother.
Yeah, we need to bring God to the center of this. Man is incapable. I mean, this is why we keep going around in circles like the children of Israel in Kadesh Barnea, right?
Yeah.
until they learn the lesson,
exactly.
They keep going in circles. I don't want to go in circles. Carl Gallup's with us. I'm Bill Martinez live. Carl, thank you. Always an honor to have you with us.
This report is brought to you by the Salvation Army.
2017 marks the Salvation Army's 127th Red Kettle Campaign, which raises money for families and individuals in need. This year, the Salvation Army is encouraging everyone to join the fight for good, to help the hungry, the homeless, and the hopeless. For more than two decades, the Dallas Cowboys have partnered with the Salvation Army to kick off the Red Kettle Campaign, and have helped raise nearly $2.2 billion. Commissioner David Hudson, National Commander of the Salvation Army.
As Christmas approaches, we see challenges facing those hit with hardship. Now, more than ever, other Americans need our help. Recent natural disasters have displaced thousands of people who don't know where they can find a holiday meal or a warm bed, or if they'll have one at all. This holiday season, we urge every American to adopt a cause that they are passionate about, whether it be hunger, shelter, or Christmas assistance, and help fill the Salvation Army's red kettles across the country.
To join the fight for good, visit redkettlereason.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Right now, it is time for America's Money Answers Man. You know who I'm talking about. Yes, the one, the only, Jordan Goodman, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Mr. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill. Happy holidays to all you and the listeners.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that good fun stuff. And, boy, it is off and rolling. We had a record, Black Friday, Saturday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, setting records. The momentum for our economy keeps progressing in a very positive manner, doesn't it?
It is, but it's changing the way it's happening, Bill. So, for example, for Black Friday and Cyber Monday, online sales were up about 17%, whereas in-store sales were about flat, maybe down 1%, something like that. So a lot of people are ordering things online and having them delivered, which means there's a lot of trouble at the retail stores. We've had over 6,000 stores closed so far this year, and I think after this holiday season we'll probably have even more closed. Because people are just not doing it that way, particularly younger millennials. They don't even know what a store is. They just do everything on their phone these days.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, and the thing is, it's the opportunity for the brick-and-mortar places to really exercise something that I think is still very much a dynamic in purchasing today, and that's relationship.
Yeah.
You know, you can talk about all the social media, and that's where convenience right now for a season is trumping relationship. But in the long term, I think relationship comes back strong.
It does, but it's also price. I mean, people will find something in the store mm-hmm. and then order it online. This is a very common thing these days.
Right. Well, I think it goes back to the old axiom, Jordan. You know, if I don't like you, I don't care how good a deal or what you got, I'm going to find a way to buy it around you. So this is really one of those warnings to the brick-and-mortar places and retail shops is that, look, you've got to be customer-centric like never
right.
before.
It's true. It's a very different way. But I think younger people, I mean, you can't even talk to people on the phone and younger people. It's all text and email.
I know, exactly.
You know what I mean? And sometimes they don't want a relationship to some extent.
Yeah,
now, the other thing is that credit card debt is soaring.
Yes.
So we're up to over $1 trillion in credit card debt. Mm. In the latest month, we've been adding 20 to 30 billion new debt per month.
Wow.
I think in December that we're about to enter, we're going to add a $50 billion in credit card debt. It's just going to be a monster season because the stock market has soared to all-time record highs. Real estate prices have gone up. Consumer confidence is the highest it's in 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Bitcoin's gone over 11,000. So what more do you want than that, Bill?
Yeah, exactly. All the signals are very positive. And, you know, and forget about cautious optimism. We're just going to be optimistic, right?
Yeah, I think so. So, but there are some things you got to be careful about with credit cards. First of all, do not pay extremely high interest rates. You do not have to be paying 13, 18, 25, 30%, just ridiculous rates. A free website to get better deals is guidetocreditcard.com.
Mm-hmm.
All the best deals, low interest rates, frequent flyer points if you want that, rebates, you can get rebates of 5, 6% back on your money. Even if you've had trouble with credit in the past, you can get what's called a secured card where you put up a certain amount of money, like $1,000, you'll get a $1,000 credit line, and then you kind of reestablish your credit that way. So get better credit cards. The ones that come in the mail, Bill, those are the worst.
Okay? Yes, yes.
The ones that you have to go get, it doesn't cost anything. Just mm-hmm. you can get them and apply right online. Save yourself a lot of money on interest. GuideToCreditCard.com. That's the first thing. If you have a lot of credit card debt, a lot of Americans do, and you're behind and you're paying just the minimum, it'll take you 30 years to pay it off or something like that, go to a nonprofit credit counseling organization. They will combine all your debts into one at a low interest rate, 6, 7%, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You make one payment to them, they pay the creditors, and over 2, 3 years, however long it takes, you'll get out of debt much quicker than you ever can just paying the minimum on a credit card. My favorite nonprofit is called Cambridge Credit Counseling. They've been around for 30 years or so. CambridgeCredit.org is their website, their phone number, 800-897-2200. They offer what's called a DMP, Debt Management Plan,
mm-hmm.
where they've already got deals with Chase and mm-hmm. Citibank and Wells Fargo and Bank of America that you couldn't get on your own to combine it all into one and get yourself out of debt. So that's going to be helpful to a lot of people. There was just a survey, Bill, that 40% of the people who answered said they're going to go buy Christmas presents this season, knowing in advance they do not have the money to pay for it when the bills come in January.
Wow.
They're going to go do it anyway.
Wow. What is it, just getting carried away with the season or, you know, back to this optimism that we talked about?
It is optimism. People's wages are going up a bit. When the stock market soars like this, it creates what's called the positive wealth effect. Even though people aren't selling the stocks and cashing in on their gains, they feel wealthier.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, they go out and spend like this.
Mm-hmm.
And half your audience has Bitcoin, so they're just wildly rich, Bill, so they don't care about anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, your Bitcoin was supposed to come and go, and it's gaining ground.
It's just come and come. It's not going anywhere.
Exactly, but it was all predicted that it wasn't going to be able to sustain
itself. I think
it's
going much higher. It started the year at about 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's over 11,000 in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
A very reputable guy I saw recently said he thinks by next year it'll be 40,000 from 11,000 now.
Well, if all those ransomware guys keep on penetrating the marketplace, because that's all they're dealing
with. Big demand for Bitcoin,
Bitcoin, right? Exactly. I mean, oh, my gosh. It's everything but the mask and gun. It's amazing what they've been able to do. But so you see Bitcoin sustaining and going crazy, huh? Crazy.
Not only Bitcoin. Bitcoin's about half the cryptocurrency market.
Mm-hmm.
There's many other currencies. There's one called Ethereum, Litecoin. There's a whole bunch of other ones that have also been going up dramatically here. And the Chicago futures market is about to start trading at Bitcoin as well, which is going to give it even more legitimacy.
Exactly.
You can say it's a tulip bulb mania, but it is not. These are actually being used for real transactions across the world, some legitimate, some illegitimate, as you said.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
But the regular banks are kind of figuring out how to use what's called blockchain technology, which is much more secure and faster than using the traditional banking system. So this is not going away. Now, Bitcoin may not go up forever, but the blockchain and cryptocurrencies are not going to go away.
Exactly. Well, it is amazing, you know, how Bitcoin has come into the marketplace and expected to go away, but yet it's there, and you're telling me that it's here to stay.
Absolutely. Various countries have now made it legal tender. Japan, Australia, Korea, other places are making it legal tender to buy things. You can buy vacations and all kinds of things with Bitcoin these days. So it's becoming part of the currency. Now, the Fed doesn't like it. They want to control the currency.
Well, of course.
But they can't stop it. And places like Venezuela or Zimbabwe, which are a complete meltdown, you wouldn't want your money in Venezuelan, whatever they're called, bolivars or something.
Right.
You want it in Bitcoin, right?
Exactly, yeah. At least there's something there to back it up. So what's backing up Bitcoin?
Well, there is a limited number of bitcoins, and that's why to create new ones, you have to so-called mine it. It's all done electronically, but it's not as though there's unlimited numbers. If you're in Venezuela or Zimbabwe, they just print dollars, however much paper they can have, they just keep printing, and it becomes worthless. That's like
Janet Yellen. She just keeps printing paper, too. I mean, so.
Well, they did for a while, and then cut back. Yeah. But with cryptocurrencies, there is a limit on how many of these things you can print. Or electronically print, I guess you might say.
Yeah, exactly.
So that creates a scarcity value for them, and people are willing to pay these incredible prices.
And so here it is, kind of out of the ether, comes Bitcoin and this cryptocurrency.
Absolutely. And there's many other ones. And sometimes they have specialized, some could be just retail, some could be for banking transactions, foreign currency, oil and gas. I mean, they're kind of specialized coins. These come public in what are called ICOs, which is initial coin exchange, you know, initial coin offerings is what it's called, ICOs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's new ones coming all the time. So this is something you should learn about, Bill, because I don't want you to be left behind while everybody else gets rich on Bitcoin.
Well, exactly. No, I'm right with you. That's why I'm asking you these questions. I'm taking notes. I mean, going, okay, well, you know, anything that the Fed's not involved with and that they don't like, that's a positive signal.
Exactly. Exactly. And the Fed has been asked about. In fact, in Jerome Powell, was having his confirmations hearing, he was asked about Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd say, we're watching it, you know, it's interesting, but we don't know what to do with it, it's not really within our control. I think the central bankers around the world are kind of nervous about something that they don't control that's soaring in value and being used more and more.
Absolutely amazing. Well, Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answer Man. Jordan, how can the good folks be in touch with you?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I get emails from you folks all the time, and always glad to help.
Just keep those cards and letters coming in, and we're going to keep our finger on the pulse of Bitcoin and this cryptocurrency that is expanding on us. Maybe the new gold that is in them thar hills that we need to pursue. What do you think?
I agree with you. It's the new gold.
There it is. Well, the one and only Jordan Goodman. Thank you, Jordan.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. 855-301-5506. That's 855-301-5506.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Tears are falling, hearts are breaking. How we need to hear from God. We've been promised, we've been waiting. Welcome, Holy Child. Welcome,
Holy Your program, Child. Your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome to.
Don't you just love the music of the season? I'll tell you. Just breathe it in. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, keeping you up to date on breaking news. Looks like Mike Flynn is going to be pleading guilty to lying to the FBI under the Martha Stewart experience. Same thing that happened to her. It's not so much the offense, it's what you say about it. And he's going to supposedly, according to reports, plead guilty later on this morning. So keeping you up to date on breaking news. Right now, Robin Chambers is back with us with Focus on the Family. She's in charge of the Option Ultrasound Program. Robin, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, good to have you here. I want to talk about Evangelicals for Life conference, which is coming up. But before we do, update us on Options Ultrasound Program. What's going on now?
We are actually having quite the year. We made a decision in October to expand the program, and we're doubling what we've done in the last couple of years. And so we're really excited. Mm-hmm. We just released our new number of babies saved, and that's a statistic that we gather from the clinics that we work with Option Ultrasound. Mm-hmm. And we know through our stats and through counseling and ultrasound, more than 400,000 women have chosen life for their babies in the last 14 years through this program.
Wow, that is absolutely huge. And this begins to make a dent and counter the, just millions of babies that have been extinguished since Roe v. Wade. This has been a problem for the pro-abortionists, the problem being ultrasound and doing everything they can to block its path. But, what we're talking about here is life of the mother and of the child and everything right. that life represents, Robin. It's not just breathing. It's about going on with life because, as you know, the women who have experienced abortions and, find it regrettable,
suddenly they wake up. Maybe part of them realized, even as they were going through it, that they realized there's something not right about it, even though the good housekeeping seal of approval has been put on it by my government. And even, I would say, even some churches have endorsed it, which is shocking to me. But it's kind of been an accepted way of life. But inherently, this is the thing about the truth, is that it will haunt you. Because you know when you're in conflict with the truth, and this is what's happening. And so when you think about the wholeness of an individual, this is what Focus on the Family and what you've been doing, Robin, with the Options ultrasound program and what we do on this show, is that we are fighting for the higher calling of humanity, and that's all of God's creation.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we work really hard through our program, Option Ultrasound, is the women who have been put in that very scary situation where they feel like abortion is their only option, we want them to know, though, there's healing and there's forgiveness from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want them to find that healing and to find a life mm-hmm. full of God's grace and mercy.
Exactly. And, Robin, I also want to take this opportunity to invite the men who have been involved. I still feel that this is the silent cry that will be heard. It will no longer be silent. And that is when men realize that a son or daughter that could be is no more because of their participation or lack of participation. And what has resulted has been the murder of their child. And this is something that is yet to be felt across this country, and that is men in large number coming to it. We hear, I would say, bonfires of opportunity. And when I say opportunity, is that any time you can reconcile yourself with God and the truth, that is a miracle and powerful in and of itself, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I want to be really clear about is because, you know, the centers that we work with, so many of them have recognized exactly what you said. And they are starting men's programs at these centers, and they are ministering to those young men, whether it's been a past abortion, a girlfriend, you know, a friend in college, whatever that situation was, or even the young men who are coming in with the women now who are having the counseling and the ultrasound. They have men on staff that are reaching those young men and sometimes even doing the fatherhood programs and saying, this is what it means to be a dad. Yeah. You know, even if you and your, you know, the mom of your baby choose not to marry, you can still be involved in this child's life. And here's how you do it. And it's godly Christian men feeding into those young men that say, hey, this is what it means to be a dad. Let me show you. And I think that's a key component to these young men stepping up and going, I can do this. Yeah. I can be a dad. So love what they're doing. Love
exactly.
What they're doing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Women and men.
Yeah, and men need to understand. Sometimes this is not, part of the education process, but what I have learned through observation and by revelation, and that is that, you know, you are a co-creator with the mama. Okay, you're there, and there's certain aspects of that child that nobody will understand but you because it's of you. I mean, even in the most wholesome of families where you get that dynamic with the child and the mother will go, I don't understand this kid, you take over. And the dad goes, why is that a problem? You know, it's so easy. It absolutely brain damages the mother, but the dad, and conversely the same way, you know, where the mother, you know, there's something about the mother. And this is why one of the reasons that God has established these boundaries for us, that when we do right, it goes well for us. When we honor honor marriage and we honor relationships and our families, it goes well with us. I mean, it's tough enough as it is, Robin, raising
a
child, much less carrying, you know, a 100-pound anchor under 40 foot of water, dragging it along. It's not a lot of fun here.
Right.
Yeah,
but I couldn't agree more. And like I said, I'm just so thankful that the centers that we work with have recognized that and putting things in place to really help those dads.
Well, congratulations to them. And I'm glad. And I'm, like I said, I think that there is going to be yet an incredible awakening for men across this country to realize that they've lost children. And not only that, but extended families, grandmas, grandfathers to say, I have a grandchild. that that died in this process, in this government-supported program that told the culture it's okay to kill your baby. And I think we're coming to the reality, although it's been a slow process, but I think we're coming to the reality of the truth of the matter, and that is that we're eradicating our children.
Right. And honestly, that is one of the main reasons that we started the Evangelicals for Life conference, was to educate our community, to educate people that this is not a political issue. This is a life issue. Mm-hmm. We're talking about children who are being aborted because there's a potential of a special need, or we're talking about elderly people being completely forgotten about, even the foster care system, children waiting in foster care for years and years for forever families. Mm-hmm. So that's our goal in doing Evangelicals for Life, is to come alongside people and truly equip them to step into this. This isn't something that's going to go away. And I feel like God calls each of us. There could be different calls on our life. Not all of us are called to adopt. Not all of us are called to run a pregnancy center. But there are things that we can do according to God's word to step in and care for those babies, care for those children in foster care, care for people with special needs. They deserve to be treated with respect and dignity as well. And then to care for our elderly. And that's the main goal of the Evangelicals for Life. Come get involved. We want as many people as possible to help us stand in this gap and really, really reach out to kind of the forgotten and the abandoned people in our communities.
Mm-hmm. Well, Evangelicals for Life conference, we got about a minute and a half left here, Robin. When, where, how can we get signed up and a website?
Okay. It is January 18th, 19th, and 20th at the JW Marriott in Washington, D.C. There's a couple ways that your listeners can get involved. As I said, we'd love to have as many people there as we can get. We want to pack out that hotel and live and in person. You can go to our website, evangelicals.life, to register. If for whatever reason they can't come in person, there is an opportunity to join a simulcast. And that information is on that same website, evangelicals.life. They can host maybe a Bible study group or a group in their church. Come be involved, whether it's in person or sitting on your sofa and listening to this. We're hearing from Jim Daly, Dr. Russell Moore, Johnny Erickson Tata, lots and lots of great information, great speakers, breakout sessions, talking about these things that are near and dear to God's heart.
You know, the thing is that's so opportune about this, Robin, is I hear often in the church people saying, what else can I do? And
Right. This
is a golden opportunity to open up the vistas for you to see what others are doing, that you can be encouraged. And you might, as you say, not everybody is wired to do everything, but we can do something. This is the beauty of the body of Christ, is that we can bring something to the problem and be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Absolutely.
Again, remind everybody the website that they can go to.
It's evangelicals.life, and all of the information they need for speakers, hotel, location, schedule, cost, everything is on there right now. And if they use FOCUS20, that's FOCUS20, there's a discount code, and they can get a discount from the cost of the conference right now. And would love for them to come and be a part of this.
You see, we're giving people. We're always looking for discounts, ways to save you money in and out of season. That's the way we roll. And again, save the date, January 18th to the 20th, whether you can be there in person. You can also sign up for the simulcast as well. Robin Chambers, Focus on the Family's Option Ultrasound Program. Robin, great effort. Congratulate everybody. We thank you so much for all your hard work there at Focus on the Family.
Thank you so much for having me on, and God bless you. Have a great day.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully